You're listening to Side Effects. Starting a new life isn't easy for the nearly 70,000 refugees that enter the U.S. each year. They face challenges like language and cultural barriers, and for some, navigating the complexities of the healthcare system. One program in mid-Missouri is working with new refugees to help them become self-sufficient, one appointment at a time. For Side Effects Public Media, Rebecca Smith reports from Columbia, Missouri.
Lawlin Liana walks up to the receptionist desk at his doctor's office. He signs in, gives his name and address, and pays a small copay. But standing just behind him, off to the side, are two nursing students from the University of Missouri who are there to help Liana if he needs help communicating with the receptionist or filling out forms.
We're going to guide them, and so maybe the first time we'll help them basically talk to the people in front desk.
That's Stone Chen. He and his partner, Emily Nguyen, are working with Liana and other refugees as part of a health navigator program started by fellow nursing students 2 years ago.
As more appointments they go, we're going to let them speak to the front desk, let them call the interpreters. We'll be there to guide them, watch them.
This help can be invaluable for refugees trying to adjust to a new life. Like for Liana, at the time of this appointment, he'd only been in the U.S. for a month.
1 month only.
He's originally from Myanmar, but for the past several years, he and his family have been living in a refugee camp because of political unrest. Now, making it to the doctor for a checkup can be especially important for refugees. According to the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement, refugees face more health issues such as tuberculosis, diabetes, hypertension, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depression.
Refugees are a whole another level of need because they have so many more extra vulnerabilities.
That's Megan Gore, the Refugee Health Coordinator for Refugee and Immigration Services in Mid-Missouri. She says the office of 7 employees serves about 150 new refugees a year. And refugee caseworkers,
they're definitely exhausted, you know, and then they get the houses set up. They get the Social Security and food stamps and initial primary care appointment. And most of the time, yeah, they're just able to take them to the appointment and then pick them back up.
So this is where nursing students step in to fill the gap, taking refugees through the entire process of a doctor's visit. But Chen is clear. This is more than just hand-holding.
I think the best way to learn is you do it yourself. With the refugees, if we just do everything for them and every time, then they, in a way, become dependent on us. And the more work for us, it doesn't help them grow, doesn't help them survive.
So the students stand back and let the refugees do it on their own.
We're trying to promote self-sufficiency.
Megan Gore from Refugee and Immigration Services says the nursing students have helped a lot since creating the program. In 2014 alone, nursing students, volunteers, and case managers partnered to cover 130 health appointments. In fact, Gore says the program is working so well, she, along with others, are working to create a more sustainable position, a refugee health advocate.
We need to have a more advanced position where students actually go in to appointments. They keep track of case notes. They do follow-ups.
And while the nursing students are volunteering through their community health class, it goes beyond that. Emily Nguyen says it's helping her become a better nurse by making her more conscious of other people's challenges.
It's been a pretty good experience just to change my care, like as a nurse, just to realize that everyone comes from a different place and has their own barriers to deal with, like along with like language barriers and cultural barriers. Just like seeing the person as a person and not like a refugee or a race.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Rebecca Smith.